Hare Krishna. Learn to see Krishna's love with the eyes of knowledge. The word love is often equated with very explicit and effusive expressions of love. Hugging, kissing, and other such activities are often thought of as expressions of love. However, love is a much deeper expression of the affection and benevolence of the heart, and it can be and it is expressed in different ways in different situations. For example, when a student is studying and the parents work very hard to pay for the child's education, then that is how the parents are expressing the love for the child. Or say in the Bhagavad Gita, a student is not able to understand something and the teacher repeatedly explains the subject to student so that the student understands. Now the teacher may well be going, we may say that teacher is paid for it, but the teacher may not be paid, is not paid to spend extra time to make sure that every student understands. The teacher spend that kind of time, that is also an expression of affection. So here we see that we need the proper eyes to understand how love is being expressed in a particular situation. So now in the Bhagavad Gita, we see that at the end, after the whole Bhagavad Gita has been spoken, the last words that Krishna speaks is, actually the Bhagavad Gita starts with more or less first a question by Dhritarashtra to Sanjay. And then what happened on the battlefield of Kurukshetra? Then there is a question, there is Arjuna's question, what is dharma? That is 1.1 is Dhritarashtra's question, 2.7 is Arjuna's question, and there are many other questions that Arjuna asks. But the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's last word is a question. And what is the question that Krishna is asking? In 18.72 he asks, Kachide tachutam partha tvayekagrena chetasa kachidagyana sammoha pranashtaste dhananjaya. So, kachit agyana sammoha. So, what is he asking? Oh Arjuna, is your ignorance and illusion dissipated? Pranashtaste dhananjaya kachit etachutam partha. And before that he asks, have you heard carefully, Arjuna? Tvai ekagrena chetasa, attentively. So, the point is, on the battlefield, when Krishna and Arjuna are there, it is not that the two friends can hug each other and they can pat each other and they can cheer each other. That is one way they may express their affection for each other. But when Arjuna is in confusion, the way Krishna expresses affection is by giving him illumination, by sharing spiritual knowledge with him. And the acharyas explain that the reason Krishna is asking this question, oh Arjuna, have you understood properly? Has your illusion been dissipated? Is that Krishna is truly concerned whether Arjuna is understanding or not. Krishna is not like a paid teacher who is just doing a duty of teaching. Krishna is a concerned counselor who is deeply committed to the well-being of his friend who has now become his disciple, Arjuna. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that Krishna is herein by this question expressing his willingness that Arjuna, if you are not, if there is any part that you have not understood, tell me, I will repeat it. If you have understood everything that I have spoken, I am ready to repeat everything. So such is the commitment of Krishna to Arjuna. And that commitment is the expression of Krishna's affection for Arjuna. So, Krishna, the supreme teacher, expresses affection for Arjuna, the supreme student, by the student at that time, by his concern to make sure that the message is clearly understood. Similarly, Krishna expresses his affection for us in different ways. You know, we understand through Shastra, through that Krishna loves all of us. Now we wonder, how do I know that Krishna loves me? I can't even see Krishna. So, when I can't even see him, how do I know his love for me? So, thus, we can experience Krishna's love in the shelter that we experience in his remembrance. So we need the eyes of knowledge to understand that when we chant, when we pray, when we take darshan of the deities, when we go deep in the remembrance of Krishna, we experience some shelter, we experience some solace, we experience some satisfaction. That satisfaction is at our level the expression of Krishna's love for us in a way that we can experience. Just as, for example, so we are in a stage of spiritual infancy. The soul is of course eternally spiritually fresh, but in terms of our development of spiritual awareness, we are in a state of spiritual infancy right now. So in such a state, we really can't perceive Krishna or Krishna's love. Just like a baby who is so small that the baby doesn't understand anything. The baby doesn't even understand this is my mother. The baby just understands, oh, this is something. When the mother puts the baby on the breast, the mother maybe just understands, this is where I get milk and I feel good, I feel happy, I feel good by this. And then say the baby feels cold at night, and the mother sees the baby trembling, and then the mother puts a blanket on the baby. Now at that time, the baby doesn't even know that there is my mother, and she loves me, and out of her love for me, she is putting a blanket on me. But what the baby feels is the warmth. And that warmth at that level signifies the mother's love for the baby. Similarly, because we are in a state of spiritual infancy, we cannot perceive Krishna's love for us directly. We cannot see Krishna and we cannot see Krishna hugging us or doing anything like that. But what we can perceive is that we can experience the warmth, the shelter, the protection in His remembrance. And when we are troubled, when we are distressed, when we are agitated, we absorb ourselves in Krishna. It is like Krishna puts a blanket on us and we feel comfort, we feel relief. And this, we should know, is Krishna's love for us. This is the way we can understand Krishna's love for us. And by taking shelter of such experiences, so by reciprocating with Krishna, yes, Krishna truly loves me. And I do experience that in the shelter in which I get in His remembrance. And by that, if we keep practicing bhakti, just as the baby, when the baby grows up, we will understand Krishna's love more and more. Similarly, as we grow up spiritually, as our spiritual perception awakens, we will be able to see Krishna and we will be able to see how Krishna's love for us is not just real, but that it is life's supreme reality. Everything else will pass, but Krishna's love for us will remain as the enduring reality that supersedes all other realities. Thank you. Hare Krishna.